This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm delighted to be here. I really am. And if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Listen line, if you'd like to take us with you as you travel or as you work, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. With us for the next 2 hours, Gwyneth Isaacs, live from Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am doing well, and I know you're up late to be with us, and I really, really appreciate it. So, Gwyneth, you are not so happy with the no justice system in your neck of the woods. You're actually kind of angry about it.
It's not a good situation. I, you know, to fill in the gaps for maybe new listeners, last year I was T-boned by a prime mover while out on a grocery shopping trip. And the local blue team around here, which is the Victoria Police, which happened to have the Star of Baphomet as their logo, you know, that maybe tells you something about who they really serve. They are pressing criminal damages charges against me for me damaging the road train.
Wow. Tractor trailer turned into you.
Yes. It tried to overtake me on the right after I had indicated to turn right. And the truck driver is presenting perjurious testimony that I indicated to turn to the left, and that is absolutely not so. Trial date has been set, if you can call it that, for the 16th of May.
Criminal charges, not civil, criminal.
Criminal charges for damaging a road train. Oh, yes, and because I won't partake of their extortionate racket that they call motor vehicle registration, and because for some reason I didn't feel particularly inclined to wait around and for the police to show up.
Is that required?
Well, they say that it is, but under common law, if you think someone's going to hurt you, you don't have to wait for them to show up and hurt you. And that's basically my defense. And needless to say, I've had problems with the local blue team for a while, actually ever since I moved here, because the... Well, he used to be the senior sergeant before he, in charge of the Wedderburn station, before he bashed my friend up so badly that he put her in hospital for a week. he got demoted for that because she complained. How's that? His name's Brad Hyatt, by the way. Okay? That's B-R-A-D. Surname is H-I-A-T-T. So
I was trying to think
just disgusting.
Sure. I was trying to think of the distinction between the mob, let's say the mob in the big city, like New York City or Chicago, and their protection racket. And you pay them, and they don't beat you up. You pay them, and they don't allow your... Well, yeah, and I was thinking, so how much difference is there between the mob being forcing you to pay them to not hurt you and what you're talking about with the blue team?
There is none, except that the so-called court system that we have is actually on the blue team's side. I have another friend, because you see, the thing about women is they have friends and they actually talk to each other. They actually like each other, women. And they go out and they have coffees and they meet in public places and they just sit around for an hour or two or 3 hours just gossiping and telling each other how their kids are done and, you know, what their, you know, what Joe down the road's doing and, you know, who the local guy is who they think is a nice guy and who the local guy is who they think is just a womanizer and all the rest of it. That's how information circulates in female circles, and that's how it's always happened since the dawn of time. And, you know, I think that the Victoria Police is absolutely not taking into account that their name is dust, is absolute manure, and they have done it to themselves by the way that they have treated all of us. And, you know, it's their fault. No one likes them. No one trusts them around here, okay? There's not even one good, decent officer around here that you could call on. Even the woman, and what they did after they demoted Brett, after he bashed my friend and put her in hospital for a week. By the way, he hit her so hard in the stomach that has just actually penetrated. I think I've told the audience this before, but there may be new listeners. He has just penetrated her abdominal muscle and actually landed inside her abdominal cavity. And she, you know, to put the icing on the cake after that, he turned around and charged her with assault. My friend's probably about 5 foot tall, and Brad is over 6 foot tall and probably in excess of 80 or 90 kilograms. He's a big boy. He really is, and he's muscle. And he's bald. And actually, if you took the police uniform off him and put a bouncer jacket on him or a gang patch on him, you know, after a while, he'd probably fit into that just fine too. After he's just done all the smooth edges that the police polish onto people to make them look good wore off.
I just did a quick search on the internet. And the question is, what percentage of cops beat their wives? Okay, so their wives would be probably the most important person in their life, except maybe for their parents and their children, right? So their wives are really important to these law enforcement officers. So what percentage of cops beat their wives? Well, here's what it says. Law enforcement officers beat their significant other at nearly double the national average.
Far out.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me, though. It really
and,
does.
If you watch Blue Bloods, on it's a television series, and it's available on the Internet. You can watch it on Netflix. And every once in a while, you know, the family of the Blue Bloods, the police commissioner's father, who was a previous police commissioner, Tom Selleck plays the police commissioner, and Tom Selleck has a son in this series who is a detective, another son who is a uniformed police officer, a daughter who is a assistant district attorney. So it's a family of law and order types, if you will. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, the subject will come up when we'll talk about, at family dinner, they'll talk about, you know, do you really want to marry a cop?
No.
And I think, and, you know, why? Because they're given a badge, it gives them alleged authority. They're given a gun to enforce that alleged authority. And then they, and if you watch this particular series, Blue Bloods, you will see them abusing people. But in the end, the series seems to almost always justify beating people who are at the at that point unknown whether they are really criminals or not. But they get thrown around, slammed on hoods of cars, thrown to the ground, get down, get down, get down, hands up, hands behind your back, you know, shoved around, beat up, banged up, and obviously hurt. And this is just the way things are. And you've got to ask yourself, what would it be like living with someone who gets paid to push people around? Now, I understand that there's some bad people out there. I understand that. But there are a lot of good people out there, too. And, Gwyneth, I was thinking about this last night in my sleep. And I was also thinking about it yesterday when I was at Dr. Norman Shealy's office when I was experiencing scalar energy for about 4 hours in his scalar energy room. And here's what I came up with. And it applies to the movie The Stand. Have you seen The Stand?
I have. It's actually one of my favorite movies. Mm-hmm. And I've actually read the book.
Mm-hmm.
How's
Stephen
that?
King. Yep, yeah. Stephen King.
And also, I got my sons as well to watch the movie, and I said, if there is ever a major disease epidemic, mm-hmm. This is pretty well how it will be. But I love Mother Abigail. I love her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's a 1994 television series, and it's called The Stand, and I recommend that you watch it. Our son was able to find the DVD for it, and so he lent it to us. But here's one of the takeaways. I haven't finished watching it again, but this is probably
it's
the third
about
time.
8 hours long.
Mm-hmm. I'm probably into it about five hours at this point for this rewatching of it. But here's the point. It appears that there's good versus evil in this series. And the good people are people who just do what they normally do. They go about their lives. They interact with each other. They don't push each other around. They don't beat up each other. They just do their own thing, and they try not to cause damage.
And then
the evil side. Then you have the evil side. The evil side is insistent upon doing damage and hurting people. So here you have the good side basically doing nothing. They're kind of neutral. And the evil side really nasty.
Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset reset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Gwyneth, I was thinking about The Stand, the series, and it seems that good people just go about their lives, and evil people make it their business to disrupt, overturn, and destroy good things. Yeah. And here's an example. There's a guy who was the CEO of the company that makes EpiPens, Mylan.
Yep.
And
I remember Mylan, that. And he put the price of them up massively.
Yeah, and the price went up between the years of 2008 to 2016. The price increased 60.3%, and they increased the price 16 times during that period from 2008 to 2016. Now, this is a life-saving device. So what happened is top brass seems to have made millions. The top five executives have made millions of dollars in profit over the last few years. The point I'm trying to make is when I was studying finance and economics, I learned that one of the things that corporations do, corporate America does, is they give back to the village. They give back to the people. They give back to, you know, their surroundings, where they happen to be located, generally speaking. But they give back. They're just not takers and takers and takers. But it seems that that has changed. It's changed with this new generation of MBAs that started graduating probably in the 1980s, late 1970s, 1980s. And I don't like it. I really don't like where we have arrived, where we are willing to take and take and take. And for what purpose? How much money does a person need, really? It's, you know, these things to me are sins.
I'll tell you how much it takes, okay? If you own your own home and live off the grid, you can live at a basic level in this country for between $5,000 and $7,000.
Okay. My number was about 17. My number is about 17,000 here at the farm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's sort of there. If you want to have a few comfortable things, like, for instance, a motor vehicle,
yes,
it'll cost more. You mm-hmm. know, but if you own your own home and, like I say, if you are off the grid, and you live at a basic level and, like, don't go out and this sort of thing and just buy staple foods and vegetables and do a lot of your own baking, do a lot of your own cooking. Like, for instance, tonight after dinner the kids were, you know, doing the dishes, and I turned around and said, I hope you've got your lunches, mate. And they said, no. And I said, well, where's the bread? I'd baked bread and just probably about 90 minutes before this, there had been bread sitting on the countertop and there was no bread. And they went, oh, was that for our lunch, Mum? And I said, yeah. But the thing is, I said, go on, off to bed you go, go on. Don't finish the dishes and get to bed. But you see, it's no biggie because I have a supply of flour. I get the flour out. I find a couple of eggs. I get some sugar. I get some milk. And I get some butter. And I get some water. I mix it all up in a bowl. You know, not immediately, but, you know, well, after I woke up to wake myself up, I mixed up the cake batter, put it in a cake pan, put it in the oven, and lit the fire. And by the time I'm finished this interview, there'll be a cake cooked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you live that way, you can live comfortably. Mm-hmm. But if you don't, then how much would that cake cost in the shops? $5. How much did it cost me? Probably 50 cents or a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just how it is. You bake the cake for a tenth of what you pay for it in the shop.
Right.
That takes
you can eat.
Work.
Right, and you can. Well, it takes planning. It takes planning because you have to stay up a little later to get it done. But yep. We'll be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs live from Australia. I'm Vin Finelli.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why don't you have God your
take my when you got me for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, I was reading a story about what it costs to live in Silicon Valley, California, the tech capital of the United States. And a one-bedroom apartment, a very small, very modest apartment in that area, in Menlo Park, for example, near Silicon Valley, $2,300 a month.
Man.
That's plus utilities, of course.
$2,300 a month?
Yes. And,
yeah. Like, $575 a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's outrageous.
Well, it's quite outrageous.
I'm calculating rent in my head.
Well, then.
And ROIs and all of that. And,
well, there's a.
Return.
There's a.
Yeah.
A post I was reading about. How these technical people who are, you know, really gifted are finding it very difficult to buy a home. And as a matter of fact, someone who makes 10 times what it would cost for me to live on this farm, $170,000 a year for in California, is they can't afford to live. So they have to double up, triple up, and have as many as five people living in a shared rental unit so they can afford.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And it's absolutely outrageous what it costs. Yeah. And that's in Silicon Valley, California. And the Silicon Valley, there's six cities: Palo Alto, Mountain View, Santa Clara, Cupertino, Menlo Park, and San Jose. And on the just on the edge would be Los Gatos, California, where Netflix is headquartered. So things are very, very expensive in that area, and disproportionately. And it's kind of nuts. As a matter of fact, some of the employees are asking their employers to subsidize their rent because at $170,000 a year, they can't afford to live there. At $170,000 a year.
That's
amazing.
Crazy.
Yep.
Absolutely crazy. Well, I'll tell you what, around here, you've probably got about 30% unemployment, okay? And you've probably got about 30% of the local villagers who are farmers, and you've got about 30% who are employed and small business owners, self-employed and such like, okay? And the rest are the parasites. Okay, that's the Shire bureaucracy and the blue team. That would probably be about it. And you know something? The average income, household income around here, I think I remember hearing that it was about between $200 and $300 a week. And that's probably the income. That includes the family tax benefit, which is a payment that the Australian government gives every Australian family, unless you're super wealthy, a certain amount of money per child to help to raise those children. And but from my work, I would probably get in the vicinity of about $100 a week. And probably about, I don't know, you know, $200-$300 family tax benefit. So that.
No, as you say that, I was thinking yeah, about Silicon Valley, California. I'll bet you $100 won't keep those people in coffee.
No. No. I bet it wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But you know something? It's we would spend on average of that money probably about $100 to $150 of that money just on kibble for the animals and hay for the horse, you know, various grains to feed the horse. We would spend probably about between $100 and $150, $200 on food for ourselves. So once, and probably about $100 on bills. and that's the check. That's all the money.
Mm-hmm. We're spending.
Say, well, get rid of your animals, but I say, well, is it easy to get rid of your friends?
Well, in our case, yeah. We can't get rid of our animals. We can't get rid because
of your income.
Yeah, and they eat literally without salt, just in hay. If we were buying all of our hay, it would be $100 a day.
Yeah.
Literally, $100 a day. So what we do is we have to grow our own hay.
Yeah.
Or just buy it at, you know, $35 a roll. Three
well,
rolls a day.
Two weeks, you've got the price of a cow.
Mm-hmm.
Of feeding out for them. You know, and you can't do that, so you have to grow the grass for them. And with the horse, like I said, we've only just started a few weeks ago feeding out to him. And what he does, people say I waste a space, but he keeps the grass down, and around here, it's a bushfire area. And if you've got long grass standing in the paddocks, that is absolutely asking for trouble. And,
that's a really good point.
You've got to mow it. Yeah, and you know, but if you rotate the paddocks, and last year what I did was I had a few windfalls last year, and so I went out and I bought fencing material, and I constructed quite a large number of paddocks, and now we have 7 one-acre paddocks that we can rotate the horse through, and he will eat out one of those paddocks in around about a week. So that's 7 weeks.
That's,
by the time the, you know, for most of the year, by the time the, you know, seventh week comes around, then the first paddock's ready to go again.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do the same thing here. And as we rotate the cows from field to field to field, we then spread the manure. So tomorrow's job is to spread the manure that's fresh, so it will help fertilize the grass as we get into the warmer days. And that's what we do. And just it's raise the cows. The cows eat the grass. And you're absolutely right. There are people who say, you know, if we would just stop raising animals for food, like beef animals, we would have less methane. We would destroy the environment less. That's not true. It's not true because, as what you said, the cows will mow down the grass, and if they don't, we have plenty of fuel for fires, wildfires. And we've seen the wildfires across the continents, and they are pretty intimidating, pretty frightening, and they're pretty hard to control.
Mm-hmm. I've actually seen in my life, when many years ago, when I think I was actually pregnant with my younger son at the time, and the older son was a toddler, and I had my 5 stepchildren with us, and my husband was still alive. We were living on an island in southeast Queensland called Russell Island. And there's an island next to Russell Island called North Stradbroke Island. And probably around about a half of North Stradbroke Island is Aboriginal land. And the Aborigines manage it in a very indigenous way. They basically leave it alone. And they go there and they, you know, they hunt kangaroos or wallabies or whatever it is that lives there. And they, you know, they live in their traditional way. If any of the young people are interested in learning, they can go and live there. But anyway, it means that there's, you know, unless they have proper fire management techniques, which the Aborigines were expert at before the white people came along and disrupted their culture and stole their children off them, then they have forgotten the indigenous fire management techniques, okay? And what that means, there was this bushfire on North Stradbroke Island. It happened to be in the Aboriginal area of the island. That's to the south of the island, which is completely overgrown. what happened, okay, nothing against Aborigines, by the way. That's not, it's just saying it wasn't farmland, okay? That fire came right down to the waterline, okay? And we thought, oh, good, it's not going to cross over because of the water and because of the mangroves. But the wind picked up and it blew the embers from the fire up and over the top of the mangroves and were dumping them all through the dry grass right where we were, right where we were standing watching this massive bushfire. And they say that they sound like a freight train. You are not kidding. They sound exactly like a freight train. It's the most terrifying thing on earth to be that close to a bushfire. And we had all of the kids running around, including little Connor, who was a toddler. We put a set of shoes on him and say, see these, Connor? This fire's going to kill you unless you stomp them out. And even little Connor was going around stomping out the embers, and he was under 2 years old at the time. And do you know something? That's the most terrifying experience in all your life. If you've got land, you have to manage it properly. Okay? Originally, the Aborigines had fire management techniques which were highly effective. And when, Governor Phillip, when Captain Cook first got to Botany Bay, okay, he said the place looked like a public park. The whole landscape was so well managed and so green and so lush, it looked like a public park. There we go, we're at the break again.
Yep. And how does it tower? And how does it look? How does it look now?
Suburbs.
Suburbs. We'll be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs, live in Australia.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And if you'd like to contact her, there's a link on the website, usapreparers.com. You can go to the instructors tab or you can go to page one. Gwyneth, I found this article. It's on the theguardian.com. It talks about Silicon Valley technical employees. And it says that, and I'm quoting, another tech worker feeling excluded from the real estate market was 41-year-old Michael, who works at a networking firm in Silicon Valley and last year earned $700,000. $700,000. Now, almost $750,000 in 1 year. Okay, and it says, sick of his 22-mile commute to work, which can sometimes take up to 2.5 hours to go 22 miles.
Each way.
Okay. Yeah, right. He explored buying a property nearer to work. He says, we went on to an open house in Los Gatos. Now, I used to live in Los Gatos for a short time, Los Gatos, California. We went to an open house in Los Gatos that would shorten my commute, he says, by 8 miles. It only shortened it by 8 miles. It was a 1,700 square foot, and it listed at $1.4 million. It sold in 24 hours for $1.7 million. It sold for more than the asking price.
That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I'll post this article on the website.
If he bought it, he'd have it paid off in 10 years. He really would.
If he could keep some of his income from being taxed so highly.
Yes, that's right. That's what I'm thinking, absolutely kills it. And here,
Mrs. Finelli and I rented a shack in Los Gatos.
It was made out of homosote back in 1980. And I'm thinking, if I remember correctly, it was around over $600 a month. It was 1,100 square feet. It was kind of small. And in 1980, it was, you know, I think maybe 675 rings a bell per month, you know, plus utilities. It had a tiny speck of a backyard with a 6-foot fence so you couldn't see your neighbors. You know, you had fruit trees in there and orange trees, and that was kind of nice. But it was tiny, very, very tiny. And you don't really know the people who live around you in California. Everybody does his own thing, goes to work. And what do you do for Christmas? Well, you go out to eat. What do you do for Thanksgiving? You go out to eat.
Go out to eat.
What do you do for Easter? You go out to eat. Seriously.
Yeah.
And I learned something in California in the short time I was there. It was not for me. But I learned that people would, if they did cook at home, if they had any leftover food from cooking. Now, this is not on their plates. This would be, let's say they made some kind of meat, potatoes, and if they had it left over, many of them would just throw it away after, you know, if there was excess. Just throw it away. And the logic is foreign to me. And it's, well, you know, if we're not going to eat it now, we're probably not going to eat it tomorrow or the next day, so we'll be throwing it out on Wednesday, so let's just throw it out now.
Well,
and then
that's what dogs and chickens are for. They're great waste disposal units of the place. And, you know, they get their rations as well, which is the proper food, but you know, the more food, the more leftovers that you can shovel into the mouths of the dogs, the ducks, the chickens, and so on. You know, the ducks and the chickens repay you with eggs, okay?
Yep.
The dogs repay you with the best security system you could possibly imagine.
Right.
Okay? Which is operational 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even when we're not here.
Right.
Okay. There are certain trusted dogs who live around here who are off the lead all the time, and we absolutely know that these dogs are trustworthy. If we're not absolutely certain that they're trustworthy, they will not be off the lead if we're not here. But there are some dogs who live here that are trustworthy.
Yesterday I went to Dr. Norman Shealy's office, and I said to Thomas Jefferson, our Mastiff, I said, TJ, you're in charge until I get back. And he was. Gwyneth and I will be right back after these short top of the hour news.
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.